Okay. There are three pieces of paper within your reach. One is black, one is red, one is green. I'm not this creative. These are the colors of the Kenyan flag. Okay? And here's what we want you to do. During the course of this meeting, we would love you, and it can be during a worship song, it can be while you're praying in a group, we would love you to write down three prayers for the nation of Kenya, or three promises, or three scriptures that we can believe God for as we head towards election, okay? And you write it down and you hold on to it, and then there's going to come a time in the meeting when I say, please do that thing. And when I say that, we need you to get over here as quickly as possible, and you're going to find some volunteers who have a piece of tape that they're going to give you. And when they give you the piece of tape, we want you to get a small piece of that tape and kind of put it on your paper. And then we're going to create the Kenyan flag with our colors, okay? That means you've got to know what the Kenyan flag looks like. And here's a clue. If you see all green over here, don't go put a red one down here, okay? It's, what are the colors? Somebody help me. Yep. Red and? You've got it. Okay. Now, I think is a powerful picture of how our prayers can build a nation. And that's one way of praying. It's a kind of more introspective way, is that you sit down, we might have some music playing and create some atmosphere. There's a way of doing these together, you see, and doing these things together. And then you can write these things down and you have some time to think and so on, and you go up and you do that stuff. But now listen, when we come together in prayers, we talk about how we're going to pray at One Tribe. I want to protect you from my personality type, whatever that is, because it may be different to your personality type. Does that make sense? And you want to protect me from your personality type because it might not be a very nice personality type. Or we might just have different personality types. And so here's the deal. We're going to open scripture and learn beyond personalities, beyond cultures, beyond I am an African or I am an American. We're going to see how they prayed in the Bible. We're going to say, do you know what? When we come together, let's pray like they prayed in the Bible. So turn with me to Acts chapter 4, different ways of praying. And this is not the way of praying, but it's one way that we want to pray and one way that we want to grow in. And there are other ways as well that we'll do on different occasions. Acts chapter 4. Here we are. Can I borrow your Bible, please? Thank you. Technology's failed me. Verse 24. It's about the church that met. It says, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. What had they just heard? Well, their church leaders had just had a meeting with the authorities of the day, and the authorities of the day had just said, listen, you're no longer allowed to teach or preach in Jesus' name. Stop it now, or there will be consequences. They'd hit crisis as a church, and their leaders came back and explained this to them, and the Bible says, verse 24, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. And that's one of the ways that I'd like us to pray this morning, is to learn how to raise our voices together. And it can be a bit strange if you're not used to it, but I've seen it in the Bible and I've seen it in practice. It's actually a potent way to pray. I think one of the reasons they prayed like this is because it was such a desperate situation. They all felt so passionate about it that they were like, I'm not going to wait for Belinda to pray or for Tashinga to pray. I'm going to shout out. I'm going to cry out to God about this issue because this is important to me. One of the advantages that it also meant that they didn't have to have a 36-hour prayer meeting, so they could hear Calvin pray for 15 minutes, and then after that, hear her pray for 15 minutes. But it's amazing. We can be in a room full of people, and if they're if there are 50 people in this room and we're all praying at the same time, that's 50 prayers going up to God. And the amazing thing is that God can unravel our prayers. He can listen to you and you and you and you at the same time and unravel our prayers. Now listen, there are going to be quiet moments, like when we're writing down and going up to the flag, but there are also going to be noisy moments when we can all lift our voices together. The Bible says, in fact, that sometimes Jesus prayed with loud cries. The Bible doesn't say he was heard because of his loud cries, but it means actually it's allowed. So one tribe, you can pray quietly if you like. Or you can pray loudly if you like. It's all great. And if you're next to someone who's praying quietly, don't think, man, you need to get some more of the Holy Ghost in you. And if you're next to someone who's praying loudly, please don't think, oh man, that's so superficial. You should pray quiet, meaningful prayers like me. No, the volume doesn't matter. But from time to time, it's great if we lift our voices together. So we're going to practice now. And what we're going to do is, I'd love everyone in the front row, all out loud together, when I say go, you're going to count from 1 to 10, and then you're going to go back to 1 again. Is that okay? Sean, you got that? Okay. Off you go, just continuously.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7.
No, you go back to the beginning, Sean. I knew you didn't have it.
It wasn't clear.
Okay, it wasn't clear. My apologies. Okay, now just keep on going. Don't stop. Follow Tez if you're not sure what to do. This row over here, can you say the alphabet from A to Z? Note, I didn't say Z, it's Z. And then back to A again and carry on. Can you do that? This group over here, do you know the colors of the rainbow? Do you know them in order? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, red. Can you say them in order, go? From the top and go through. Can you count from 1 to 10 again? Go. Can you do the alphabet? Just do the alphabet. Great, fantastic, you've got it. Fantastic, that's great. Okay, stop it now. Now, when we do that, it's a bit noisy, it's a bit raucous, but it's okay. God can hear us counting, he can hear the letters, he can hear the colors, and we can all do it at once. And it's one way of us praying together. And what I find is that I can get into a meeting and feel, you know, I don't feel like praying. But when I start to hear brothers and sisters around me praying, it helps me to engage my heart and say, do you know what, I want to pray too. We want to pray in unity. Does that make sense? One last tip, then we're going to start doing this stuff, is if you're praying in a group, the other thing is to not spectate other people's prayers, but to agree with other people's prayers. Does that make sense? Okay, I need someone who looks like they've been listening to me. Okay, Calvin, can you pray any prayer, a random prayer?
Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace, thank you. Your love. Mm. Thank you that you care for us. Thank you that you watch over us.
Great. Now, there are two ways. That was a good prayer, by the way, for short notice. There are two ways of doing that. One is, I'm going to watch Calvin. I'm going to think about what he's wearing. I'm going to think, I wouldn't pray that way. And that's not agreeing, that's not engaging with his prayers. Now, there are different ways of doing it, but here's one way I found very helpful, and it helps keep me awake during long prayer meetings. As he says, God, thank you for your grace. And I either verbally say, amen, which is just Christian talk, it's actually Hebrew for, I agree. Or, he says, God, thank you for your grace, and I think, I just start praying alongside with him. God, thank you for your grace. Your grace is sufficient for me. Even on a bad day, you're still good. And then after I've gotten tired of praying a bit, then I listen to him again. And he says, God, thank you that you died for us. And I say, God, I remember the cross. Thank you for who you are and what you've done. And then what I do sometimes, and I've been there, that awkward moment where you're in a group of five, you've been asked to pray, and you've got two challenges. Number one, you don't feel like praying. I often don't feel like praying. And I'm the pastor. Or number two, you've forgotten what they said you should pray for. You ever found that? It's like, okay, what did you say we should pray for again? I am doing this to serve you and prepare you for that awkward moment. If you're in a group and you don't feel like praying, you don't know what to pray for, just nominate someone to pray. Tashinga, pray something, anything. When they pray, you listen, you go, amen, yes, and thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. Okay. Then one of the ways we can agree as we pray together is if she's just been praying, God, thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercy. One of the ways I can agree with her is not to go off and say, and God, thank you that you're a God of justice and wrath and that you're going to punish sin. But you pick off, you grab one of the sentences they prayed and they make that the first sentence of your prayer or the first theme of your prayer, and then you move off into prayer. Does that make sense? Okay. So listen, we're going to do this stuff now. And what I'd love us to do is I'd love us to get into groups of six. I've chosen six. Please stand. And then you can get into a circle if you like or whatever. But a group of six, I chose this number deliberately because a group of 10, you might not get a chance to pray. And a group of two might be a bit too much pressure for the newer prayers amongst us. Does that make sense? Awesomest. Okay, if you're in a group of six, no groups of seven, okay? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I don't know when yet, but when it's time, I'll tell you. I'm playing it by ear, Tez, so we'll, great. Great, introduce yourself to the people. You can kick the chairs out the way. Jesus took a whip into the church once, which is a pretty radical. You can sit or you can stand in your group. Whichever makes your group more comfortable, that is absolutely fine. This is so cool. All right. Now, what I'd love us to do is we're going to pray for Kenya while we learn how to pray together. Does that make sense? Okay, so in fact, let me make it easy for you. If you can, please sit down in your group. Sit close enough that you can hear each other. And here's your first task, because I'd love three people in your group. Okay, so the first three to go for it, get it. Sometimes we pray sitting, sometimes we pray standing, and God hears us just the same. It's awesome. Do I see a group of seven there? If God doesn't answer your prayers, it's not my fault. Okay. It's just, I'm just saying that. Good. Enjoy your eight. Eight is great. Awesome. What I'd love us to do is I'd love three people to just lead us, to just lead your group in prayer for a moment. Take a turn each to pray out loud and just pray for the nation of Kenya right now. Okay. And what I'd love you to do is practice agreeing while they pray. Okay. Or when they've finished praying, the person comes after them, just pick up one of the themes of their prayer and pray into that a little bit more. Does that make sense? Okay. I'll give us a minute or two to do that. Go for it. Thank you.
knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you make a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only.
This is so good. So good. Okay. How did it go? Good, bad, or ugly? Just be honest with me. It was good. It was great. I want to be in that group. I'll come help this group as well. Fantastic. Now listen, team. One of the ways that we pray is we can all pray out loud together, as I've been saying, and we can use scripture to help us do that. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take us through a scripture. It's actually Ephesians chapter 3, where Paul is praying for his church. And the deal is this: the salt and light of Kenya is God's people. And if every one of God's children in Kenya over the next month, if every professing child of God behaved like a child of God, that would shape this nation at this moment. Does that make sense? And so that's why we're going to pray for the nation of Kenya by praying for the church, God's people. And in Ephesians chapter 3, and you can open your Bibles there if you'd like to, the Apostle Paul, he prays this passionate prayer for the church in a place called Ephesus. We're going to pray this for the church in Kenya. And I'm just going to read a verse out loud. And then I'm going to say, hey, listen, let's pray for this. And I'd love you in your group to all pray out loud together. I'm only going to give you about 10 seconds to pray along that theme. Does that make sense? It's just one way that keeps our prayers focused, praying through scripture, keeps our prayers biblical, keeps our prayers aligned with God's will for this nation. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Let's pray out loud together that God would strengthen the church in Kenya at this time by his Spirit with power in our inner being. Can we pray that for a few seconds? All out loud together. Let's go.
You made a way.
You made a way.
Three people right now, if you can lead us in prayer for the nation of Kenya, and we're going to agree with you. We're going to get alongside your prayer. We're going to get your prayer into our hearts, and we're going to agree with you. Just after that, we'll have the song. Is that okay? It's great. Great. Don't worry too much about the chairs. That's okay. Church should be at least a little bit messy, at least some of the time. Great. Let's have some people lead us in prayer. God, in this church, in this nation. Yes, yes. You will be there. You are good. Yes. Yes. Fill this nation with your love. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Sorry, God. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. 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 Light of this nation, your people. Shine through us, Jesus. In Jesus' name, yes, arrest them with your love. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Right now, in this moment, and as I face things. face. Because I face difficult things in my life sometimes. We've got an exam coming up that you need to pass. We've got elections coming up and we need peace. I'm sometimes tempted to think, you know, prayer's great, it's spiritual, but man, these are real issues we're facing right now. And a lot of us know these verses.
Thank you. trust completely in you. You are completely reliable, God. No matter what comes our way, you are here for us. Thank you, God. We lean on you. We declare our full trust in you, Jesus.
Tunasema we Bwana, tunakiri uwezo wako. Wewe watosha. Wewe watosha.
Wewe watosha.
Wewe watosha.
We thank you that you are more than enough to hear every prayer that's been written on this board, to hear the jumble of our prayers as we lift our voices together. God, thank you that you unravel them. And thank you that you're a God who's not deaf, and your arm is not short, and you are faithful. Thank you that you meet individual needs even today. Thank you that you also meet the needs of the nation. Thank you that you're the one watching over the vulnerable and the weak at this time. to confirm your word, to bless and to do good, because you are a good, good Father. Now, friends, the way that we're going to kind of land this morning together is we've got several brothers and sisters who are going to lead us in prayer in several of the languages of Kenya. And it's one of the mysteries of prayer is, I don't know about you, but I'm still got a lot of languages to learn here in Kenya. But as these people pray, in fact, if you're one of those prayers, if you can be coming up, get ready to lead us. The words are going to be up on the screen. The English translation of their prayer is going to be up on the screen. But whether you're looking at the words or not, I'd love you to just catch the heart of these prayers as they are prayed out for this nation in these beautiful and powerful languages. Let's make them our own prayers from the bottom of our hearts. So I'd love you to sit at this time, please. You can sit and relax. And our prayers. Remember, prayer is not a spectator sport. Let's be agreeing in our hearts. Feel free to agree verbally. Let's keep on lifting this nation up to God. It's the last thing we're going to do this morning, so enjoy it. And know that God hears our prayers.
Mungu mwenyezi mwenye uzuri wote, muumba mbingu na dunia, twaja mbele yako siku ya leo, twakushukuru kwa vipaji ulivyotupa sisi wafuasi wako. Kwa njia mwafaka na yenye kunyenyekea, twakushukuru kwa uwepo wako kwetu, twakushukuru kwa ushirika uliotupa sisi wana wako. Twakuamini kwa amani na usalama kwa, na uchaguzi ulioja uwepo wako. Twakuamini kwa uchaguzi mwema na wenye matokeo bora. Tuwaleta viongozi wetu mikononi mwako, waongoze kwenye nia zinazofaa Baba. Wewe wawe na, ni viongozi wanaokuabudu e Mungu. Tuomba uwepo wako. Naomba hayo nikiamini na kuabudu kwa wewe ndio Mwenyezi Mumba pekee. Amina.
I'm praying in Kikuyu. Thank you, Mwathani, ni bururi witu. Tuteithie guikara twendaine mahinda mothe. Twahoya thiini wa ritwa ria Jesu. Amen.
I'm praying in Kamba. Asa waituni, nituvoya utunenge atongo imena kikeo chaku. Na utulilikanie kuikalania na wendo na muuo ivindani ya siasa. Niwe mumbi wandhi ino. Na nitu kukulia withiwe wa mwena itu. Isitwa ni a Yesu nitu aboya. Amen.
I'm going to pray in Luo. Uonu wakena nyasachwa mudaki apande polo malo. Wagoyo niero kamano kumaritmi sekitu kumwe sache makamagi. Wakuwayo kwe epinywa mar Kenya. Kataka sache mkumadhi kwa kurage. Wakuwayo ni med telonwa kiritua katabang kura. Nikecha kwae happy in Kristo ruodwa. Amen.
I'll pray in Meru. Murungu Baba Moyenya, Mumba on the Guruna Iguru. Go quere either a gun to Bau and Dobaku, Tokoromba, Wendo, Nakere Gogaku. Gita and Erere, Itokoromba, Kunun Tundigurato, Kenya, Itrina Wendo, Namwe, Tidra, Tuigani, Tuamwe. Toto Tita Kuringa Kura, Murungu Baba, Itokoromba, Utrotu and Atwe, Magita Zonde. Amen.
I'll pray in Sheng. Santa saja kwa ufaume tutoa. Tunaomba that tumade hii election buwaku bila kutokana mawantu wantu. Tunge sisi mijangu peace, love and unity kawa Kenya. Na kila fomu itakuwa suafi. Tumekalia tisanunge ukabila na ukanyari. Na kila fomu itakuwa pua. Saja ibaliki Kenya.
Hand, thank you, God. Let's stand, let's close together in prayer. We're going to close the prayer meeting in prayer. Please grab the hand of the person next to you. It doesn't matter if it's sweaty, and I've got plenty of hand sanitizer if you're one of those people. And God, we want to thank you that above all, you're a God who understands. Thank you that you're a God who came into the brokenness of this world. Thank you that you suffered a discrimination. You suffered at the hands of political powers, and you died on a cross to bring peace and to reconcile all things to you. Thank you that on that cross you destroyed the dividing wall between Jew and Gentile, and between Kikuyu and Luo, between black and white, between poor and wealthy. God, thank you that in the cross you bring all things together in you. And God, we thank you that you just didn't walk the road of suffering, but you provided this awesome solution. God, we thank you for hearing every prayer. And we know that you are a good God. Lord, help us to pray in the days to come. God, talking to you is such a privilege. We acknowledge that this morning. It's more important than the oxygen we breathe. God, help me to pray more. Help us to grow in this area of prayer. Help us to know you better. Help us to bring your kingdom here in Nairobi as it is in heaven. And everyone present said,
amen.
You prayed for 45 minutes. Would you give someone a high five close to you? That is pretty awesome. And I said 30. I lied. I didn't know I was lying at the time, which I think makes it kind of okay. And sorry there's no message today. There will be one next week, and I'm excited about it. We'll be moving on in our Peacemaker series. We're going to be praying together. Listen, if you got a photo of the flag, why don't you boast in what God is going to do in Kenya? You can put it on your Facebook page. You can go on Instagram. I'm going to put mine on Twitter. I've got like millions of followers, and I think it's going to go viral. No, I don't, but I am going to put it on Twitter, I think. Feel free to do that and just encourage that your circle of influence, hey, in Kenya or out, let's be praying for this great nation at this very, very important time. We'll see you in prayer groups this week or in life groups or next Sunday, when we're going to have an awesome time getting to know God better and one another better. Have a great week.